Welcome back to New Age Tiger Mom. My name is Annie Nguyen, and I wanted to ask, have you ever encountered anything paranormal before? When I was a child, I remember being into horror movies. I remember all of us kids would hang out at my cousin's house and watch Chucky, and I never got scared. I found these movies more funny and entertaining than anything else. Sometime after high school, though, those feelings changed. Not sure exactly what caused me to wuss out, but just thinking about watching a scary movie makes my skin crawl. When it comes to ghosts, spirits, and paranormal stuff, though, I could watch that shit forever. My husband says it makes no sense that I'd be into the supernatural, but I can't watch The Walking Dead. I think it's because ghosts could be real. I'll argue with anyone endlessly that zombies are not. With that being said, I have always followed my dad's mantra. I have to see it to believe it. And in 2007, I had my one and only ghostly encounter. I had a long-term boyfriend in my early 20s, but this all took place when I was trying to woo him. Yeah, you heard that right. Your girl had the hots for a sensitive soul. I knew he'd never make the first move, so I had to chase him. We were strangers that hung out often, but our hangouts were never quite dates. I was teetering on the edge of the friend zone, and I knew that had to change. I was a member of the Asian Pacific American Coalition in college, and one of our events during Asian Heritage Month was a ghost story night. I invited my future ex-boyfriend, thinking being scared in the dark could take our courting to the next level. I mean, it kind of worked. All of the stories we heard were supposedly true, and I was scared shitless. We heard tales of how spirits, if summoned, can cause mischief to people before moving on, and all of the different ways hauntings occur across the different Asian cultures. My goal of cuddling against my ex that night worked, but the fear overcame my lust, and the night wasn't as cute and calculated as I intended it to be. I clung to him so hard all evening, my knuckles were white. I needed redemption. I couldn't let a man see me sweat. The thirst was real because I asked him to hang out with me again the next day. He was walking his dog when I called, and I blurted out that I could walk his dog with him. Surprisingly, he obliged and said he and his ankle biter would be over shortly. We went on a long walk, and it was cute and yada yada yada. We spent the entire day together and ended up back at my big empty house. He must not have peeped game because we stayed outside on my porch, talking, while his dog ran around my front yard. As the evening crept upon us and the streetlights came on, he finally picked up on my low-key flirting, and I think he was finally going to make a move. But his goddamn dog decided that was the moment to freak the hell out. It was random too. She's a fluffy little thing and lives up to the reputation. Just chased butterflies and frolicked for hours. But in that moment, her pupils dilated and she got hella aggressive. She was fixated on one particular spot on my driveway, kept looking up the air, running in circles, barking. My ex tried to grab her and she snapped at him. He apologized over and over and said he's never seen her like this and took that opportunity to dip. Forever friend-zoned, I admitted defeat. It was 8-something, and instead of going out, I spent my Saturday night sulking and doing homework. I went upstairs and locked myself in my bedroom. I turned the stereo up and put my head in the books. For context, this is how the foundation of my room is set up. I had a corner bedroom, so two of my walls bordered the outside. The two-story staircase shared another wall, and the bathroom shared the wall my desk was sitting in front of. About an hour into my studies, I heard tapping. I shrugged and ignored it. The tapping got louder and eventually started to sound more like knocking. I turned my music down and realized the knocking was coming from the wall right in front of me. Impossible. The bathroom mirror is on the other side and would fall down at the slightest touch. But the banging didn't stop. There was no pattern to it either. I'd hear it up by my ceiling and right in front of me. I thought maybe it was my brother fucking with me. Side note, my dad thought I was a bad kid, which I wasn't, and booby-trapped our house to prevent me from sneaking out. We had alarms on every window and door, and to make matters worse, he put wind chimes against the front door too. There was literally no possible way of opening the door even an inch without the wind chimes clanging at the highest decibel. So no. It couldn't have been my brother. I didn't hear any of my dad's 1 million alarms get tripped. I screamed his name anyways, but all I got in return was silence. I turned my music back on, and within minutes, the knocking started up again, but this time it was coming from the staircase wall. Someone would have to have an 18-foot ladder to be able to knock on the wall that high. I must be going crazy. I turned my music up higher in denial of what was happening. The banging commenced on all four of my walls, and I just covered my ears and la-la-la'd in a fetal position. My cell phone rang. I turned the music down, but the banging was still deafening. This is all in my head. This is all in my head. When I picked up the phone, my friend was about to tell me something juicy but stopped and said, "What is all that noise on your side?" Oh my God, someone else could hear it? I asked him what it sounded like, and he compared it to being in a construction zone with all the pounding. I immediately hung up. I knew I wasn't crazy. I did what any other independent, sassy, and responsible young woman would do. I called my parents because I was scared. My parents were at a party. I called both of their cell phones a dozen times each and no response. Ugh. I finally got a hold of my dad, but he was drunk. I told him what was happening, and he just couldn't understand me. He passed the phone off to my mom, and I told her, "I don't know if someone is in the house, but I hear something, and you need to come home right meow." It took her a half hour to get back to the house. I was sitting in the corner of my room with my head in my knees while the banging continued. I could see the reflection of the headlights on the wall, and I ran to the window to see my mom's car pulling into our cul-de-sac. I rejoiced, and that's when it happened. The second I heard the grumbling of our garage door opening, the banging stopped. The house was silent for the first time in hours. Silence! I ran out of the room and investigated. There was nothing. No signs of foul play anywhere. My mom comes inside, puts her hand on her hip, and stares at me. "I don't hear anything." I swore up and down that it sounded like our house was falling apart. We got flashlights and examined the entire property inside and out, and nothing. Motherfucker. After my mom returned to her party, I called my friend back and properly explained what happened. "Man, Annie," he said. He reminded me about the event from the evening before, ghost story night. Someone said that animals can sense spirits, and if they rile them up, the spirits will stick around and cause havoc. Did my ex's fucking dog do something? This intermittent banging continued for a week and would only occur when I was alone. I got home from school late one night, around 10 p.m. Once I pulled into the garage, the banging started. I saw my dad's tools shaking on the wall, so confirmation that I wasn't making it up. I got out of my car and just screamed, "Fuck you," as loud as I could. Silence. I couldn't believe it. I started examining the walls like I had some kind of ghost radar. My dad popped into the garage then and yelled, "What the hell are you doing? Why are you pounding and making so much noise?" Major eye roll. Rose, this was long-winded, but there's a moral to this story. I promise. You are going to grow up in the age of technology. If you ever encounter something weird or not right, record it. That way you have proof for yourself and for all the haters. Plus, ghosts are real. Thanks for listening. This is New Age Tiger Mom.